Friday Night Lights means only one thing in America, and that's high school football games in thousands of towns across the land. But some disturbing incidents at games in Delaware this year have fans, coaches, and administrators on edge. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story.
The sounds are timeless. Cheerleaders rooting on the team from behind the players' benches. Coaches exhorting their players to get that first down or make a big defensive stop.
Trips right. Curry. Trips left.
Fans coaching from the seats, calling to their loved ones to excel.
Go, Josh!
Crescendos of cheers, and once the tackle is made, the whistle. And kids running around the field with unbridled glee, all under sparkling floodlights that illuminate the scene in an almost magical way. But at some games this season, the sounds of Friday Night Lights have been more unsettling, like those heard at Brandywine High September 16th.
You got to Delaware. What's the address of the emergency?
911, Brandywine High School, immediately. At the football field, immediately. Howard Brandywine, complete chaos. Get through town now.
Tell me what happened.
There's fighting everywhere. Everywhere.
Or what happened when state and Newcastle County police arrived.
He's fighting! Get back! He's fighting!
Police body cameras recorded the scene as officers broke up several fights involving about 30 kids. Four kids were arrested that night. And the next Friday night, social media lit up with the news that two people had been shot at a game in Middletown. Turns out the shooting was just outside school grounds, but fans had to remain in place for up to an hour while a helicopter landed and officers combed the scene. Then there was the panic earlier in September, likely spurred by social media posts that caused a stampede from the stands at Wilmington's Abyssinia Stadium. That game was halted.
Well, we don't want it to be Friday night's fight. It's disheartening that we are going through a time, not just within our state, where we're faced with bad behavior and it turning violent.
That's Donna Polk. She heads the Delaware Interscholastic Athletic Association that governs high school sports. All three incidents occurred upstate, and she says some schools are limiting who can attend games or moving game times to the afternoon.
We want to be able to provide that safe environment for our student athletes because it's an escape time for them to just be free and not have any pressures on them. So I plead with our community to just kind of be respectful, be civil to one another.
State police said some schools are now paying to have two troopers instead of one at their games. At Dickinson High last Friday, three troopers were on hand, including the one who provides daytime security at the school near Pike Creek. Several teachers, lured in part by Vice Principal Robbie Johnson's pregame cookout, also attended. Johnson said he aims to create a laid-back family atmosphere. The school even had three actual Rams, the school mascot, on hand.
Nobody wants that negative stigma on their school that there was an unfortunate incident involving, you know, either players or spectators. You can't let kids stop being kids and participate in extracurricular activity. And we just send a message throughout the school day, too, that, you know, this has to be a positive experience for everybody or things will change.
Pete Wilson went to watch his nephew play for the Rams. His primary concern during the game was why the Rams were struggling at home against smaller First State Military Academy.
I don't know what's wrong with them. Can't get nothing going, man.
But Wilson is alarmed by Delaware's recent incidents and the recent ambush at Philadelphia's Roxborough High after an afternoon scrimmage that left one player dead and four wounded by gunfire.
You never know what's going down. Could be this side against that side. You know how that go. And everybody meet at the football game. But I don't know what's wrong with these kids. This is literally crazy, man.
Takesha Stewart agreed. She was with her mom and grandmother watching her son, Jameer.
I want to know that there's safety going on out here that's keeping our children and also the parents that come out to enjoy their children because we want to see the next generation progress, not to go down in all this violent acts of just hatred and ignorance.
Conrad High coach Chet Walters was at Dickinson scouting both teams. The episodes at the other games caused him to double down on security and other preparations for Conrad's first night game in 80 years, using portable lights.
There's nothing like Friday night lights. And for us at Conrad, we don't have lights, so we play on Saturdays. So when we can get a night game, it's like heaven on earth. It's a great experience. And to see some events, whether they're related to the game or not, happen, it's a shame because then it spoils it for the rest of us.
From the Delaware desk, Chris Parrish, WHYY News.